You're listening to an opinion story on the audio version of The Tyee. Thanks for listening. The Tyee is a nonprofit newsroom that is funded by our audience. So if you appreciate this article and you'd like to help us do more, head on over to support.thetyee.ca and become a Tyee builder. You choose the amount to give, and you can cancel anytime.
It's Black History Month. Let's move inclusion beyond visibility. By Elizabeth Semowo, February 6, 2025.
While Donald Trump's administration attacks diversity, equity, and inclusion and rolls back hard-won anti-racist initiatives in the U.S., many of us here in Canada are shaking our heads in disapproval. But it's important for us to see how the Canadian federal government has played a role in shaping how we understand and perceive racialized people in our own country. Happening now, Black History Month is an opportune time for us to reflect on how Canadian public policy has influenced how we think, or don't think, about Black experiences. I'm a graduate student in public policy and global affairs at the University of British Columbia. During the summer, I conducted research at UBC's Centre for Migration Studies to analyze Canada's citizenship study guides from 1947 to 2021. I traced how Blackness has been represented or excluded over time in state-sponsored narratives of citizenship. My research findings offer an invitation for us all to reflect on how the past has shaped the present, and where we might go from here. A Canada where Blackness was overlooked. Since 1947, the federal government has published citizenship study guides to help new immigrants prepare for citizenship tests. These guides are more than bureaucratic texts, they frame Canada's shared identity and values for newcomers. Yet for much of the 20th century, they presented a Canada relatively devoid of Blackness. Canada's first citizenship study guide failed to mention Black Canadians at all. Instead, the guide celebrated British and French heritage while paying scant attention to Indigenous peoples and other racialized communities. Subsequent guides beginning in 1963 included either an image, text, or both describing people of African descent. However, their inclusion was sparse and narrowly focused, signaling that Blackness is peripheral to Canadian identity. The 1995 study guide entitled A Look at Canada briefly acknowledged Black loyalists, but overlooked their struggles in Nova Scotia, where many were denied the land they were promised. Africville, a Black community raised in the 1960s, was notably absent. Indeed, many Canadians remain unaware of Africville or the civil rights activist Viola Desmond, whose defiance against segregation in 1946 is often overshadowed by more well-known American figures, such as Rosa Parks. This lack of visibility in official narratives not only disconnects Black Canadians from their own history, but also perpetuates the myth that systemic anti-Black racism is solely a U.S. problem. A recent study guide from 2009 titled Discover Canada presented a few notable figures, such as the athlete Marjorie Turner Bailey, abolitionist publisher Mary N. Shad Carey, and Victoria Cross recipient Able Seaman William Hall. These provide valuable recognition of Black Canadians' historical presence and struggles. However, their inclusion follows a pattern of narrow representation, where Black history is framed primarily through individual achievements rather than part of a broader discussion on systemic barriers. While the guide, a version of which is still in use today, acknowledged slavery, abolition, and Black migration, it does not deeply engage with ongoing racial inequities in Canada, such as economic disparities and segregation. This tokenization mirrors patterns in real life. Black Canadians are often called upon to represent diversity in workplaces or public events, but these gestures rarely challenge the structures that perpetuate inequality. Similarly, the Citizenship Study Guide's brief mentions of Black Canadians create the impression that inclusion has been achieved, leaving deeper systemic issues unacknowledged and unaddressed. 2009's Discover Canada praised the bravery of Black soldiers in both world wars, yet omitted the fact that many were initially denied the opportunity to serve in the military. Minimalization also occurs when Blackness is reduced to narratives of struggle. While it is vital to honor the fight against slavery and segregation, the guides rarely highlight Black joy and innovation. This framing not only flattens the complexity of Black experiences, but also risks perpetuating stereotypes that limit how Black Canadians are perceived. Selective inclusion. One of the most revealing insights from the citizenship guides is how they reflect selective inclusion. In 2009's Discover Canada, for instance, Canadian multiculturalism is celebrated as a cornerstone of national identity. Yet the guide devotes far more space to Canadians of European descent, reinforcing a hierarchy of who is most celebrated in the national story. This reflects a broader reality. Black Canadians are often welcomed in limited contexts, such as sports and entertainment, while facing systemic exclusion in areas like politics, corporate leadership, and academia. For example, while Canada has celebrated athletes like Donovan Bailey and acclaimed writers like Esai Adjudjian, Black representation in federal politics remains disproportionately low. These issues, of selective inclusion and systemic exclusion, are especially important to highlight now because the dismantling of DEI policies in the U.S. can have a chilling effect across North America. Conversations about systemic racism can be labeled as divisive, and efforts to address historical exclusions may be dismissed as unnecessary. If Canada is to uphold its commitment to diversity, it must critically examine how its own narratives have shaped belonging. Here in Canada, the federal Conservative Party leaders have been attacking diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. Within progressive circles, our DEI efforts often face criticism, that is, more about optics than meaningful change. Inclusion must go beyond visibility. As we reflect on Black History Month, our citizenship study guides offer an important lesson: inclusion must go beyond visibility. It is not enough to name a few figures or reference historic injustices without addressing the reality of anti-Black racism in Canada today, a fact newcomers to Canada not only deserve, but need, to know. A meaningful way forward would be to integrate Black history more fully into the newcomer education curriculum, ensuring that stories like Africville and Viola Desmond's trial are seen as essential parts of Canadian history, not as footnotes. Black History Month is also a reminder that diversity is not just about celebrating achievements, but about creating systems that allow all Canadians to thrive. Citizenship, in its fullest sense, means belonging, not just in the abstract, but in the lived experience of equity, recognition, and opportunity. The evolution of the Citizenship Guide shows progress, but also highlights how much work remains. As we move forward, we must commit to telling the whole story of Canada, a story where Blackness is not erased, tokenized, or selectively included, but embraced as integral to the fabric of this nation. Read more, Rights Plus Justice, Politics.
Thanks for stopping by the TAI today. Anytime you're in the mood to listen to important stories written well, we'll be here. And if you'd like to keep independent media going strong, head over to thetai.ca and click on the Support Us button to pitch in. Finally, big thank you to all of our TAI builders who made this story possible.